I am joined in the studio by folks from the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition here to talk about a community viewing of a film that's coming up. Joining us, we have Reed Harding and Alex Brown. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. Explain a little bit about this film. Can you tell me how it came about?
Yeah, so this is actually a KPU TV production, or documentary.
Which is your KPU, I'm sorry.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's okay. We've been working quite a bit on this together. So, so it's a documentary that the folks at us at KPU TV were able to put on. It's actually a project that started 3 to 4 years ago, and it was actually spearheaded by former DA Ben Hoffmeister and Michelle O'Brien. They were able to work with the court system and actually interview a couple of folks who were charged with drug-related crimes. And so that's how it starts off. It starts off with two people that are literally in chains and orange jumpsuits, kind of being interviewed and talking about their experiences and how they got to where they were. And from there, we're kind of moved through the community. We talked to community members. Reed here is actually featured in the documentary as well, kind of as that community perspective, and talked to. We ended up actually doing a group interview with about eight folks through Aquila and the Car House, and they sat down for a group interview with us. We also interviewed a couple of people at Vigor because they have kind of a really strong second chance program, and also just, you know, professional development programs there, especially suited for people that are in recovery. And this, it's just kind of a tale that weaves through just addiction and recovery and then kind of tying in community into all of that.
How easy was it to get people to talk?
When I moved here, this project wasn't yet finished. It was about halfway done, and it was kind of all doom and gloom. It was, oh, here's addiction, now what? You know, what's the other side of it look like? I'm originally from Juneau, and I have friends that have and family that have thankfully made it out through the other end of addiction. And so I knew that those people were out there. I think it was just a matter of finding somebody to make that connection. So I just moved to Ketchikan, and I kind of started doing some research and found, you know, Aquila and the Car House, and I just made a couple of phone calls, was able to get in touch with Ruth Bullock, and she was able to reach out to a couple or to those folks that showed up to the interview. I think she actually ended up with every single person she contacted, or, you know, every person that she was expecting to be there showed up. So through that relationship right there, she was, She made that happen, and I was so surprised. I showed up, and I thought maybe they'd be like one or two people there, but there was eight. And I think there is that sense of community there within the recovery groups. You know, they have that support there, and they were all kind of like cheering each other on and getting each other to open up. But I mean, once we opened that door, it seemed like they were more than happy to share their stories.
How long did it take to put this whole project together?
Let's see. I think almost 4 years in the making. So I came on about a year ago, and we were able to kind of finish up in, I think our last interview was in December. And then the editing process, of course, is a long one. It was kind of an ongoing project for about almost 4 years.
And I'm guessing this has shown on KPU TV?
Yes. So it is currently running on KPU channel. I had to double check. I said the wrong thing yesterday. I was like, I don't know what was going on with me yesterday, but it's currently on channel 688. And finally, it is on video on demand, KPU TV. Yay. I've been trying to get it on there for like almost a month now. It's been me and technology just, I don't understand it all the time, but yeah, we were finally able to get it up on video demand. So it's running there. We've also distributed out to a number of nonprofit organizations and other just organizations throughout town, and a few task forces as well. I think we were in talks with the Metlakatla task force over there, substance abuse task force, and then Revilla, Peace Health, the Car House, the corrections facility. It's being distributed that way too. So this is the way. This is a great way though for people to come out and watch it. You know, maybe in a different setting, if they haven't seen it on KPU TV. Mm-hmm. But it's also, and maybe Reed can talk a little bit more about this. But it is going to be followed by an instructional Narcan kit building session.
Okay, so tell us about the viewing and.
Yeah. So it's going to take place this Friday at K High at 7:00. We'll probably open the doors around 6:30, so if you want to come a little bit early, that's okay. And the documentary itself is about an hour and a half long. And after that, public health is going to come, and we're going to assemble Narcan kits for the community. And for those that don't know what Narcan is, it saves someone from OD state. They can't get high on it, and it's safe to administer to someone who you're not sure if they have OD or not. It's not going to hurt somebody to give it to them. So we're going to build about 150 kits for the community, and then we're going to distribute to the community as well. We're going to go down to local businesses, wherever people hang out, and we're going to make sure that if the business owners are willing to have that on site, that they have it there, because it could really save someone's life, and that's what we're trying to do. So often we get these call to action issues in the community where we know we need to do something, and what's so cool about this event is we're actually going to do something at the end of the event that can actually save people's lives. So I think that's awesome that public health is partnering with us and helping us do that.
What does it entail to put a kit together? I didn't know you even, I just assumed they're there.
Well, it has the medication, and it has an instructional guide on how to use the medication. It has a little box holder to hold it in with a sticker on the outside that goes on it. So we're just going to put those elements together to create the little kit.
Okay. And speak a bit again about the venue and the screening. So people will show up, just watch the film. Will there be any kind of discussions afterward? Or
we'll talk a little bit afterwards. Public health will be there. I'm guessing they'll give a little bit of instructions on how to use the Narcan kits and why we're there. And some people in the documentary will be there, too, to talk a little bit about afterwards. You know, decompress with people. If people want to talk, we'll be there for them.
What do you hope people will get out of this, watching this?
Community. Coming together. I mean, that's really what our goal is. And I think that's another great opportunity. We did the Stomp the Stigma in a partnership with a bunch of other organizations here. And it was an amazing event. We had over 100 people march across Ketchikan. Afterwards, we ended up in the plaza, and we had a great talk where 7 different people shared their stories of recovery. It just really blows me away, because Alex was talking about that earlier. These people are willing to share so much, such an intimate portrait of their lives and what's been going on with them. And that story builds on itself, because other people hear that story and they think to themselves, if they have a problem and they're worried about telling a loved one, worried about telling their work that they have an addiction problem or a mental health problem, that it's okay to talk about it. There's help out there for them. And we as a community are going to come together and make sure they get that help they need.
This was produced by KPU-TV. What is the involvement of the Wellness Coalition?
Well, I got interviewed for it, and I'm the Drug-Free Communities Coordinator here in Ketchikan. And I help run this substance abuse task force. And this is one of our strategies we've been looking at here, just to get the community together and raise awareness. You think everybody knows about what we're facing in this community, but a lot of people don't. You'd be surprised. And so we're just here to talk about that.
Yeah. Right. So this event is kind of put on in conjunction with the two, our Wellness Coalition and KPU-TV. So yeah, we're very happy that these guys here are willing to help us get the word out and spread this message.
Is there anything else you wanted to mention this morning?
Oh, no, other than thanks for having us here on this beautiful Ketchikan day. It's very quiet in the town today.
Exactly.
It's very quiet out there. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
Again, that is coming up Friday, is that correct?
Yep.
This
That's
Friday
correct.
At the K-High Auditorium, 7 p.m., and doors open around 6:30, but again, the film starting at 7, and then the opportunity to help build Narcan kits after the viewing.